listening to in the world, or good afternoon. I am Kara Connor, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And I do want to let you know that this is my new time slot. It is 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 11 o'clock out in the Pacific Time. So this is a new time slot that we're working with. And my show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can get through this evolutionary jump, literally, that is written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want. But I do encourage you to stick it to one question, the biggest thing that's on your mind right then. And usually I talk about the tip of the week, and then we go into open up the phone lines after the first break, which is after the first 15 minutes. And what I noticed, I'm just kind of changing subjects because I was out at a bookstore yesterday, and I was picking up a book for my son, and I noticed synchronistic things happening very fast because the conversations I heard around me were two people looking for metaphysical books. One was Louise Hay's book, You Could Heal Your Life. If you're not familiar with it, I highly recommend it. I know that that book it's simple. It makes it understanding the mind-body-soul connection is very easy. It's been around for 30 years, and so I heard these two women talking about trying to find the book, You Can Heal Your Life. And then the next conversation I heard was a husband and wife looking for Dr. Andrew Weil's book as far as spontaneous healing. So I just noticed a synchronistic flow in life. And so I could have been there running in, getting my son's book, and not noticing the first two conversations that I'm hearing that are surrounding me are about self-empowerment, about taking managing their energy, managing their life. And I know a lot of that has to do with the new year energy, that they want to do something new for themselves, to look at themselves as what I always talk about, the energetic beings have the human experience. But I did notice a synchronistic thing that this was all surrounding around me, because it's more than just the new year. It's people are waking up, what I call is we're getting out of the anesthesia fog of having that veil becoming thinner, and that veil separates us from ourself, even not only the dead people that have crossed over, but it separates us from our, quote, higher self. And so what we're doing, especially the first 9 months of 209, is really being encouraged to merge with our higher aspects of ourselves. You could call it your super id, super consciousness, higher self, whatever word that resonates, your angel self, whatever word that resonates with you. There's no right or wrong word. And as we're merging with this part of ourselves, we are stepping into what I call that 100-watt light bulb, turning it on to a 1,000-watt light bulb. And think of that light bulb outside of your heart. That goes into every single aspect of your life. It's like being able to drive a car that's fully tuned up, new tires, new engine, versus having what I call the stalled engine life. So we're waking up collectively and individually. Every single person is in this together. We came down here to enter this time right now to wake up, to recognize what every single master has said, from Buddha to Kuan Yin to Krishna, that you can do this too and more. And they weren't talking about only parting the sea. They're talking about managing our life in a much more manageable way. And so if you are having blocks in your life, or if you're tapping into the fear part is not part of mastery. That's part of where your body is contracting. That's where I call it being the master in process and practice, because it can take practice to not have our body go into fear when we're hearing fearful stuff all around us. And so this is a grand awakening time of us stepping into remembering who we really are. And that's angels having the human experience, and also understanding that when we start plugging into that energy, that universal energy surrounds us. We are energy. And again, it surrounds us, it supports us. And as soon as you start plugging into that, as soon as you start, it's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's called love. And so this energy, this universal energy, is pure love. It is unconditional love. And what we're programmed to be experiencing for thousands and thousands of years of love with conditions, even if it's deep in our subconscious, I love you if, I love you when, we dole out love a lot. And that goes to past patterns, generational patterns, and the unified field, the universal field, the God source field, collective consciousness, there's all the different names for this energy field. It's a clean energy. It is clean. It's unconditional. It's healthy. It's life force, it's prana. And so the more we tap into it, the more we start noticing flow in our life, the more we start noticing It's part of who we are. It goes through our bodies, our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. And so just take this week and notice the synchronistic things. Take the time to, even when you're running into the store to get milk and juice, that kind of thing, to just be more conscious, be more present, pay attention to the conversations around you, the people around you, just the circumstances around you, the license plates, the messages that we get, the songs on the radio. When you start doing that, you will start noticing. You cannot not. This is guaranteed. You will notice a more flow in your life. You'll notice songs on the radio that are giving you answers from your higher self, your guides or angels, whatever you want to call it, when you're just saying, should I stay or should I go? And then you turn to the radio and the commercial says, you should go, go, go. And you were just contemplating on your mind, should I stay or should I go, in a job, in a relationship. And so this is where we're really, especially in January, especially this last weekend with a full moon, that's all about completion, closing off, closing, completion, having completion all parts of our life. So it's an opportunity for a fullness. It's like an ending of a pregnancy. So this is a time for us to plant those new seeds, and those seeds go right up in our front fibers. Our front fibers is where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires. It's also where we could put our worst nightmares too. So the more we're plugged into the unified field, the more our energy does not go into those spaces of the awful, awfuls, or the fear part, which allows you to manage your energy more, manage your life more, and that's when you feel like you're more in flow with life, and you cannot, it's a guaranteed instant. This is not a delayed. Greg Braden, in his book, The Divine Matrix, he talks about how they did these studies where when they prayed over a Petri dish, instantaneously the Petri dish changed form. And so there's so many studies out there that there's not a delay factor in here. We are powerful beyond our belief. We are waking up to this. This is what this whole next 3 years are about, especially since the year 2012. Well, as 2012 gets closer, a lot of people are starting to pay attention, thinking that they have a three-year window to get their stuff together. But this process of 209, this is the rebirthing process. This is the year 2012 is when it's like the pressure is off, or think of when the baby is delivered. And so now we're being encouraged to look in those parts of our life that are congested, that we are blocked, that we know we're fearful, that we're staying in situations because of fear. And this is where we're being encouraged to take those baby steps, to take those steps to start looking at things differently, to understand that we are empowered beings. And even if we have to fake it till we make it, make those steps, because it automatically changes the dynamics in the relationship that you have with Source Creator, with yourself, and you become stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you understand that flow. It's a high. It's life force is very, it's clean energy. We tend to we've got used to getting energy feeds off of toxic situations, and think of that as like eating garbage or leftover food when there is available, clean, universal life force there. And so this is where we're being encouraged to plug ourselves into that clean prana, life force, unified field. And then as soon as your body starts getting used to that, you start really recognizing when you start contracting and getting into those toxic situations. And it's the difference between tasting nectar or tasting garbage, used food. So you deserve nectar. You deserve life force. You deserve prana. And so that's where you start taking that in one part of your, one corner of your life, the you corner, which is self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. The more you hold that in energy, the more you plug into that unified field, that's where the light bulb and the heart energy goes from that 100 watts to that 1,000 watts and then illuminates in the job corner, the career corner, the personal relation corner, the life corner, because this is, we came down here to play the game of life and understanding that we are much more in the driver's seat, and that we are to be in the driver's seat, that we don't hand our power over to any patriarchal, matriarchal, mother, father, God that's going to take care of us. This is a co-creative relationship. This is a co-partnership. So, of course, everyone's there around us, but we're waking up out of generations where we've handed our power over. Think of it as handing our wishes to the big wish person in the sky, and now the dynamics have changed, or you could say the symbolic rules have changed, where they're saying, as every Gnostic said, brother and sister, and we don't hand our power over to our brother and sister. We are in a unified partnership with us, and so this is what we're waking up to. And then again, you start noticing the synchronistic things in life. You start noticing the flow. You start getting up out of bed with a jump start out of bed of being excited about, what am I going to be experiencing today? What kind of flow is going to be happening today? versus what I call the time to make the donut job. So that's the tip of the day. Notice. Notice this week. Notice the synchronistic things. Notice it. Just be present. Be present. When your head is worried about the past or worried about the future, just stay in the present. It plugs you into that unified field. That field creates homeostasis within your energy field, and you'll notice more flow, and it will start. You're retraining your body to take in life force that is clean, healthy, always available, 724 versus any kind of used energy. So that's the tip of the week, and you're listening to the Carol O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. We will be going to the phone lines when we get back to reach me for any kind of private readings, classes. I do classes around the world. You could contact union1111@yahoo.com. If you're not receiving the newsletter, I highly recommend you do to see what the up-and-coming events are, and we'll be back after this break.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. 4 nights, 4 extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get 4 events for the price of 3. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to thedrpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. Thedrpatshow.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I am Carol Connor. And Benny, why don't we go right to the phone line?
I would love to. And of course, you know, this is a part, of course, the Dr. Pat Network. And Carrie has moved to a new time slot. She's moved an hour earlier for you folks, if you're wondering why Carrie was on a little earlier. So.
Yes, and thank you, Benny, because I did say 11 o'clock, and it is 10 o'clock out there in the Pacific time.
It happens, you know, we like to kind of keep people on their toes, especially our listeners here at KKNW. So we moved you from 11 to 10, and Trish has obviously gotten it down right. She's calling in from Providence, Rhode Island. She was looking to buy some property, and she wants to know, or at least find out a little bit of location. She needs a little help in that department. So, Trish.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm looking to buy property in Massachusetts, and I just have not been able to find the right spot, and I cannot figure out why.
And you're not, I can't hear you, honey. You're not, what?
I have not been able to find the right spot in Massachusetts, and I just can't figure out why.
Okay. You know what's really interesting, Trish, because the first thing I got was paternal, and who is your dad crossed over to?
He is.
Okay, because I saw the dad coming in, and I also saw paternal grandfather doing, nice to meet you, son. So that means to me he wants to reconnect with you. And it was interesting because the guys come in, so think of it, it's not only the males that are coming in, and dad is also extending an olive branch. And when I see a table full of eyeglasses, that means my perception has changed immensely over there, and he sees life a lot differently. And so he wants to be of help and service. He also shows that he brings in where he carried a lot of the generational patterns in from his father. And so he's also given the number 555. And they like to give numbers, smalls, and birds to let you know that they're around. He also gives you a red cardinal. And so when I went to, when you were talking, I saw this, like, the counterclockwise vortex over Massachusetts, which is kind of interesting. And so so what does that mean? That means to me experiencing stuff in the past as far as Massachusetts, as far as, how, do you have any family in the past that lived in Massachusetts?
Most of my family.
All right. So that's the first thing that you, that we're clearing right now, because we're clearing out. When I'm seeing a counterclockwise spin, that means the counterclockwise has to do with the divine feminine energy, and that's the female side, but it's also the receiving and taking inside and ability to receive. So if you're receiving blocks and the dads are coming in and saying it has to do with the past history, deep in the subconscious, of clearing out any kind of, let's say, if any kind of family members that could have felt stuck in Massachusetts, or even just that they felt stuck in life and they just happened to live in Massachusetts, okay? So we're clearing that out right now. We're getting rid of that out of your, of any kind of front fibers, deep anywhere in the subconscious, anywhere in the family lineage, and that's going to help you open, especially from now, over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, and I'm not even getting into 5 months. I'm seeing 5 months that you're set by 5 months, by May of this year, you've already signed paperwork and you're already have your place in Massachusetts. And so part of this is has to do with you going there, Trisha, as a energetically a different person that does not have some of the things that some family members have had past. And it's more of past history of when I see like somebody's wings clipped, it means that they felt stuck in life. And so, again, they could have been living there, so you're going in there new. So you're going to be experiencing amazing things over the next 5 days, 5 weeks in particular, as far as finding the perfect spot. And also, Trish, you're going to find out that you weren't able to find it before because the person had to move. Somebody could have had to, an aunt could have crossed over, and then everything were up in probate, and then things got opened up. You know what I mean? So, you know, so everything is in divine order, but the biggest thing was having the energy getting cleared out within your energy field, and then I'm seeing you easily finding the place.
How do you clear the energy out?
We're just doing it right now. When, and also, if you do not have do energy exercises, email my office, and this is for everybody, union1111@yahoo.com. I give 3 sets of free energy exercises, set 1, set 2, set 3. If you just want to start with the first set and build yourself up. And so what I did was, you could live in East Bejesus. I looked into your energy field with your permission from higher self. I cleared it out. It was like, think of it as a, as like dust wanting to be cleared. And so you showed it to me immediately, and especially on the left side, it's like, think of hula hoops. And so I put my hand up there and I balanced the hula hoop. So when one a hula hoop is way off to the side, that means off balance, which creates blocks. And then I just follow the tubes, and your body tells me the story. That's why I always tell everybody about energy and that we are energetic beings. Science has already proven that. Think of EKGs, EEGs, all we are energy beings. And so not doing an energy maintenance is like not taking a shower or brushing your teeth daily. That's how important it is. And so the more we do it, just like I was talking earlier, the more we plug into that life force, the more we clear out the blocks. And so even putting a bubble of light around yourself clears out your blocks, recognizing that you're an energetic being, asking your guides and angels to come in. There's a lot of ways to do it. But the biggest thing is the practice. And the practice is where you put post-its all around so you remember to do it. And so that will tremendously help you. And again, you're going to see a lot of fives. That's the dads and the guys around. And also, Trisha, part of this is even asking for help. So there's a part of you that's like, when I see a sign of, I'll pull myself up on my bootstraps and do this myself, it's like, that's what you're used to doing. And so this is where the feminine side is the ability to receive, take in, opportunity, land. And so think about how you receive anything from a compliment when somebody says, that shirt looks good, down to your hair looks good, down to taking in life force. And so we can, the subtle ways we receive should tell us a lot about if we're in balance of giving and receiving. And so you're balancing out that left side of your energy field. So daily, stretch out that left side and the right side. Think of it as 12 feet on either side. It opens up our energy grids. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, and it's also brought to you by the Dr. Pat Network. And, Carrie, we have a couple of minutes left. We shall run off to another one, I presume?
Yes, why don't we do that?
All right, sounds good. Let's bring on Janice. She's calling in from Pearl River, New York. She's a little concerned with her family and the health around the family, so let's bring on Janice. And, of course, Janice, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. How are
Hi,
you,
Janice.
Carrie?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. What's going on,
Well, over the summer, there was, I'm just concerned. I have a son that's 20 months old and a husband that's 30, I guess he's 33. And they both had some health issues over the summer, and it really sent me into a panic. So I've been living in a little bit of fear.
Yep.
And so I'm just wondering what you
see. Why am I seeing C, diff, diff, C, diff, C? Do they have literally diff, C, or that are you familiar with diff C?
No, what is that?
Okay. It's a lot of people aren't talking about it, but it's a super bug, and it affects the intestinal place, and it's actually because we've had so much use of antibiotics that now we're experiencing this thing. And so I want to be clear, this does not mean that they're going to get diff C, but what your body has shown me, the little bit of fear is a big fear. Even if it's subconsciously, as far as their illness. So think of that, what I'm reading it as, is that taking it, Janice, as an opportunity to have first a 20-month-old child and your husband that's on the right side of your energy field, so that's the male side, the present time, and also going deep down into dad's history of being able to pull up any kind of residual energy that has to do with the theme of the rug getting pulled out underneath you, that life could get cut short, because this is, it's being able to flip it around, because that's what I'm seeing. It's like part of your body, the little girl in you, when I'm looking at second chakra, I go down to when you're 2 to 2.5 to 3.5 years old, go back to what was happening. And it's on the left side, so it could be connected to females, mom, grandma, a feminine grandma, great-grandmother, great-aunt that was, even could be a neighbor that you witnessed that there was some sort of illness, or suddenly she was here and then suddenly she was gone. So we store all those things in our energy field, and then all of a sudden when we have our family, and actually I see this has it's been unrooted with the birth of your child, with your son, and so it's not just over the summer. It's been coming up to the surface for you to flip it around, and it has to do with any kind of, again, waiting for the shoe to drop. Sudden things happen. Bad things happen to good people. So being able to say, and that's a core belief system that we could have in our family that goes back into the subtle things that profoundly affect us. Because when I'm looking at your husband and your son, I'm seeing that they're putting both of the illnesses on their left side, so that means to me that they're holding it on their past, and so it was past experience. But there's a part where I heard the DIFC thing is like it ignited to your 3.5-year-old that this is like a super bug, or it felt like out of control. My world is spinning out of control. These are the two most important people in my life. And so being able to flip it around and be able to have a solid foundation of saying, okay, I'm understanding that this is much bigger than my son and my husband being sick, that this is going to my core belief system and core fears of, again, rugs getting pulled out underneath me means that my worst nightmare could be happening about anything. I could lose my husband and my son. And so understanding that it goes back down to that 3-year-old child that had a sudden loss, that it's more of her than it is about your husband and your son, because I see especially your son, as his whole thymus is shining, and it's he holds a lot of crystal energy, so he knows how to flip the energy around. So think of it as a huge growth experience for you to be able to get rid of past patterns that are run so deep. And this is what this whole year is about, and especially last year, a lot of people in 209, this summer, 208, the summer of 208, so many people had residual energy or things come up from illnesses that were in their physical body from major to minor, and they were wondering what the heck was going on. And when I read it energetically, think of a grand magnet pulling stuff up to the forefront for us to be able to release it, to repattern it. It's like plugging us into that life force, that prana. That prana is health. It's love. It's health. It's prana's life force. It's like acupuncture. They go and put parts to open up our meridians to hold more prana, life force. Life force is health. So think of it that this is a huge opportunity, especially to pay attention to seeing the number 333. That's your the ladies coming in and letting you know that everything not only is fine, that it is more than fine, but this is an opportunity to help that 3-year-old, and this is what this whole thing was about.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take a break right now, and we'll be back and taking more phone calls. You're listening to Eric Conner Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3080. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Human Self magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend CATS teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at totaltransformation.com.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And the number here, because we open up the phone lines, is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be with you for the rest of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan. We're going to take Ureles. She's calling in from Connecticut, and she's looking for a job. So, Ureles, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, I just need a job, so I'm looking everywhere, got a couple interviews.
And I kind of you're in and out.
I'm looking for a job, I'm looking everywhere for a job, and I can't find one.
Okay, all right. Are you limited as far as, like, a vehicle?
No, I have one.
Honey, I can't hear you going in and out.
I have a vehicle.
Okay, all right. Because what I'm seeing is to expand where you've been looking, okay? So within 15 to 20 minute expansion. Also, how come I just heard looking in all the wrong places? Where have you been looking?
Daycares, medical offices, Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. All right, going back to the medical places as far as being able to go into hospitals, going into nursing homes, going into those kind of facilities, and even if part of your preference would be to work in daycare, but just to get your foot in the door, even if it's kitchen staff, that kind of deal. And and so I'd absolutely start with there's looking convalescent homes, start in the major hospitals that are around you. I heard going 20 minutes out of the range that you've been looking, so if it's a little bit more of a drive, they'll be able to have you have the experience to be able to flip over to hospital. A lot of nursing homes are owned by several, like somebody owns like 7 or 8 nursing homes. So it's some sort of thing in the medical department that will be able to help you. But it's like you go to one department and you're able to go over to the other. They have daycare at Pfizer too, but I'm going more toward the medical part. So start looking in convalescent homes, and I'm also seeing that I know for a fact, I'm an LPN, they always are looking for nursing home aides, and they do free training with that. And again, excuse me?
I'm not a nurse's aide. I'm a receptionist. I do the medical billing part.
Well, this is what the whole message that I'm getting is starting in one place to work over to another. Do you know what I mean? And so it's like you might not care for it's like getting your foot in the door, right? And so even saying I'm willing to do so-and-so, and then it bridges you over to be able to get that receptionist job.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Yeah. All right. Do you see me getting anything anytime?
Yes, I do. I just heard go like 20 minutes beyond where you're going now. I'm seeing you absolutely getting something. And part of it, the biggest thing is when 51% of our energy feels like we're not going to get it, and that's what we're going to do. We're not going to get it. So think of that. This is where you're clearing the energy out, because I know for myself with receptionists, they're very hard to find, and a good one is they're worth their weight in gold, right? And I know that with medical communities, I hear this over and over, down from hair salons down to, again, I keep on seeing nursing homes. And so if you haven't applied to, like, nursing homes, so open up the phone book, look at all the nursing homes around, because there's a I'm seeing you either changing and shifting, but you're absolutely going to get a job. A part of this is where you want to flip from a hope to knowing that you are going to get a job. And just like where I saw the medical thing with me, I know for an instant, like, I could go out and get a job today, if I wanted to, as an LPN, it might not be my preference. It might be a night shift, and it might be in a nursing home where I was a labor and delivery nurse, but it would get my foot in the door to have me go somewhere else. And so this is about where you're getting your foot in the door to be able to go to some, to where your preference is, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Cool. Thanks, you Redditties, for calling in. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Write this down, folks, 1-800-930-2819. Let's see, Carrie, we got a couple minutes. Let's actually run off to a local call. We have Mary calling in from Kent, Washington. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny. And thank you, Carrie. Hi.
You're welcome.
I have had some difficulty with a lot of family death and friends dying, and then a week ago yesterday, my dog disappeared, and 2 days later, my basement flooded. So,
well,
on the up, I'm looking for a lifesaver.
Yep.
So I'm going to be 55, and I'm coming up really soon, and I'm just like going, anything you could tell me. I mean, I'm still praying my dog is still okay. I'm still hoping, you know, that we'll find her.
Right.
She was in my husband's care, and I came home after a quick trip, and he didn't know where she was, and I'm just having a lot of difficulty around everything right now.
Right, right. You know, Mary, this is what it's... It's like a consistent theme that I've been noticing around the world. A lot of people, family members and friends dying, some very sudden, some having illnesses that they had for years, but they were status quo, then all of a sudden they're dying. It seems like a whole influx of a lot of people like leaving the planet, or it seems like a lot of people are having those experiences.
And I'm understanding that, and there's a part of me who gets that.
Excuse me?
And I know what you're saying.
Part of it is like a clearing out to make in for the energy. It's like they're collectively, just like a 9/11, there was just a collective soul agreement that they were coming, they went out there together to be able to have us get to this experience of clearing out the energy to bring in the new energy. And so what I'm seeing as far as with the family of friends, it's a collective agreement. But this is where I'm seeing 55 is like this is your year. 209 is your year. And very interesting, when I heard your basement flooded, our houses and cars and vehicles represent our life. Mm-hmm. Flooding is emotions, right?
Right.
Basement is our foundation. So you're clearing out the left side of your foundational energies, going to the 2 to 4 feet off on the left side of your energy field. I'm also seeing a mother-in-law's energy coming in. She's also bringing in grandmother, great-grandmother, and the great-aunts. And then when I see combs, that means just my thing of combing through your energy field, adding a lot of blue and light blue. And so 55 is young, and so you're entering in the young crone age. And so think of it as like I was talking to the other client, as far as a great big magnet in front of the heart to pull forth all of our fears, residual fears, but also there's a part where I know that you're doing collective fears for the people around you, too. As far as when I'm tapping into the dog's energy, and I'm asking if there's completion here, if the dog is going to be found, I see they're not being super clear with the answer, which is unusual for me to get, but I'm also hearing, do not give up, the fat lady hasn't sunk. So that means to me that it's when I'm looking at the energy grids and I'm saying, at least give me a percentage, I see 68% more that she is still alive and around, and that there's a return versus not. And don't think that 68 is good, because it's not the other way around. And also, it's like part of the loss of the dog is, was it your dog?
Yeah, she was bonded to me.
And to you.
She was like saving my, you know, my sense of selfhood after all this loss.
Right, exactly.
She was like,
exactly.
You know, the reason I walked outside is because of her.
Exactly, exactly. So, and I'm also seeing my dog, Chloe, and in this past fall, we had this thing where all of a sudden she came with this autoimmune thing where the doctor said in front of me and my kids, sobbing kids, that, you know, she has this disease, blah, blah, blah. I didn't tap into it, and I said, this is not going to be this reality. I'm changing it and shifting it, and that I'm checking in for a miracle, and that's all there is to it. And so, and she did, the disease is gone, right? So think of that part of the connection with the dog is that it's your flipping the energy to that too. That the dog is it comes back to you. Finding out that it helps an old elderly lady bringing the dog in. You know, that kind of deal. So there's some sort of story. Actually, that could even make the papers and not lost dog papers. Like, dog finds itself there, but did service to an elderly blind lady whose husband was hurt. Or, you know, there's something of service here that makes it. There's a sense of completion. And this is not, I'm not seeing 2 years down the road that you're going to see her coming back. I'm seeing over the next 2 days, two hours. And
that's
not
my
even
birthday.
2 months. What's that?
My birthday is 2/2.
Okay, good. Perfect. So by the time 2/2, you're going to be having your baby and the dog back with you. And so, and also think of 2/2/2s. You're going to be, you're be bombarded with them, with your family members that crossed over, with your friends. And that's all about the numbers of manifestation. It's 1/1/1s are all new beginnings. So this is a real manifestation period for you, especially over the next 2 months and even into the next 2 years, Mary. So think of, and this is where I love when I see a cobalt blue and when I hear the word young elder, because 55, again, is young, and you're entering in that that elder age where you're the person of wisdom. So it's stepping into your wisdom, stepping into knowing, stepping into what I call the Johnny Appleseed, giving your wisdom out to other people. And there's always a return for that, but you don't do it for the return, but you're opening and allowing yourself to open up the left side of your energy to bring in the return, time for Mary. And also as far as the flood of the basement, again, I'm seeing the physical part of old emotions that are coming up of that are foundational. So really look at foundational energy. It's root, second, third chakra that is coming up for you to be released, because this birthday is, it's more, it's not only your birthday, I'd be saying 2/2 anyway, it's more of from now to February, it's a, what I call going from elevator 3 to elevator 4, all that 5, all of those aspects, you're getting all the little Marys up to that elevator 5 and flow. Elevator 5, think of it, it's all about flow, it's all about going with the flow, and that's what you're exactly heading for, okay?
Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, happy early birthday. And we're going to the last break of the day. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show and the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit cih.nusystem.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's cih.nusystem.org. Or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado's Safe Haven could help. Posadas Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And I wanted to give out the phone number. The phone lines are open. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, I'll say that a little bit slower. 1-800-930-2819. I did want to give some information out about myself. For any kind of the email address is union1111@yahoo.com, and also with the website is Kerry, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor, O-C-O-N-N-O-R.com, and that's where you could get any kind of upcoming events, and the phone number is 860-887-1201, again, 860-887-1201, and if you call and my assistant's usually in from on the East Coast from 9 to 3 o'clock, but if you call in the different part of the world or the Pacific, if you've not heard back from Carol within 24 hours, call again because she's very efficient. Going into, as far as up-and-coming events, I have the Mastery, Embodying the Mastery series coming up, and I've changed the dates because of some conflicting things with my children, and but I'm really excited about doing this. We're starting in February. It's the first week in February. And every single week we are going to, it's like boot camp. We're going to do, it's a fun boot camp. We're going to really exercise our muscle. As I say over and over and over again, and I will say this until my last breath, that we are energetic beings, have the human experience, and managing your energy is your job. And sometimes that could be the hardest thing to do, especially if you're facing your worst fears or having to make major decisions about job, career, relationships. But this is where we get, if you don't manage your energy, it's just like imagine a boat or a car running down the street and nobody's in the driver's seat. That's your energy is going to get managed somehow or another. And so what we're doing is flipping the switch over, and we're becoming the managers. We're becoming the masters of our own ship, of our own lives. And the more you do it, the more you can see personally how much that it's you're in much more flow with life. You're much more in life happens with you instead of it feels like that life is happening to you. All these things happen at once. And so you're able to manage when life throws you what can seem like a side ball, or like the last call with Mary seems like she got hit with a lot of stuff. And so the more we're able to direct our life, direct our energy, and there's absolute tools. These have been around for thousands of years. And so this is a tried, true tools. And so what the series is about is every single week I tap not only into individual energy fields, but I also tap into the collective grids of the earth. And so what does that mean? Sounds kind of fancy. It's just I watch what's happening, because there's a part where not only has science shown that we are energetic beings, but we also are intimately interconnected. So that's the collective consciousness. And so that shifts every single nanosecond. The more the people waking up, the more that our potential energies are shifting. So every week we get a forecast. Think of it as a forecast of what's happening and then how it affects you individually. And each and every single one of us individually affects the whole. think of a tuning fork. So when you attune your energy, when you take your energy and turn it into that 1,000-watt light bulb, it cannot not affect everyone, not only within your own energy field, but all of those that are around you. And that goes out to the whole that universe, the whole Earth. I love the studies that more and more people are paying attention to, studies that when you send your energy, when you send your intention, which means a thought, that there's no speed, it breaks speed, and the thought is creates a change in a petri dish, change in a person. So science is melding with spirituality, and I love it because that's where the people that could be sitting on the fence as far as not wanting to connect the dots, and I see part of that is fear, because if all this is real, all the metaphysical is real, then it's like really taking responsibility and accountability for places in our life. And it's not the blame game, it's just saying, let's just get over it. Let's just realize that we're the managers and captains of our own life. There's no victims here. This is not being cold, it's actually the highest form of love. And so the more we do it, the more we feel like we start recognizing it in all aspects of our life. We cannot not. It's just the circle of life. It's like animals don't resist this. There's nature doesn't resist it, and flowers are born. They don't resist it. And think about, how do I go through the earth, and how do I, can I, am I going to, is the earth going to allow me to go through the earth and to bloom? It's, they're much more in flow than we are with nature, with the flow of life. And so here we're stepping up to this grand awakening as far as who we are, who we really are, what we came down here to do, and all of this is really exciting. And that push, that is the help, is there and available. Think of our guides, our angels, and family members are around 724. It's like their honor, their pleasure to help us to make this grand awakening easier. And so this is where I encourage you to look at those places in your life. Look at where you can be holding that fear, because the fear separates and it causes static. Going back to the series, we're taking a step by step of the emotional bodies and what you could be holding in your emotional bodies. So cellular, we hold cellular memory. We remember everything. We're like walking computers. And so we want you to get into understanding what is your core belief systems. What are the themes in your life? What are the themes in your generational patterns? And so the more you have the awareness, when I see energetically, when people have become aware of a pattern, I see that they're 75% of the way of changing it, of calling the power back, of literally, when you have the awareness, think of that light bulb is going right to that block, and it starts changing it immediately, just like how I was talking about earlier. When you have the awareness, the energy starts, pattern starts changing. So this is a grand awakening period. Again, I said this over and over again, the first 9 months of 209 is the middle to the pedal, meaning that we're going to be feeling these love washes, is like what I like to refer them to, coming down. These love washes are decoding, defragging our memory, waking us, having us wake up out of anesthesia. The anesthesia has kept us separated from who we are, that we are masters having a human experience, that we're angels having a human experience. And the more we work with that, the more we'll experience that in every single part of our life and be the light workers to help those other people that might be in the fear posture and not wanting to do it because they're afraid. And so the more they see that the people taking the forerunner steps, the more they can see that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the more they embrace accountability, responsibility, the more that they are realizing that they're holding on to their fear is actually creating a static of more fear versus less fear. So be the light worker, be the changer, change that light bulb in that heart energy from that 100 watts to that 1,000 watts, even by directing that, thinking of light radiating out from the inside out, automatically start shifting your life and your experiences in a nanosecond. It cannot not. When you notice that you fall, you can contract and get yourself back into fear patterns. It's how fast you can get yourself back out of the fear patterns. And you'll start noticing the more that you do that, you can literally energetically feel, you can feel yourself contracting and holding on. And then you have a choice. Do I want to hold on and contract, or do I want to breathe and get myself through this? And then as we do this, then we're able to get noticed synchronistic things in life. We're able to go with flow in life, and that's what is our birthright. A birthright is flow. A birthright is abundance of all kind, abundance of love, abundance of joy, abundance of money, relationship, all of that. It's our health. It's our birthright. So the more we claim it, the more we'll experience it. So again, it's part of the whole thing that we came down here to do, to have the human experience here. We are energetic beings having a human experience. The more we realize that, the more we can flip that round as far as instead of feeling like life, again, is that nobody's in the driver's seat or who somebody else has to get in the driver's seat because I'm afraid. This is where we're looking at our fears, because if we don't look at them, they don't go away. They just pop up in different scenarios. This is all what I call this year, in particular, the return to love. And love is the answer to get rid of the fears. And so that's where the fears keep coming up in the far forefront. So may you align with the divine and have a wonderful, wonderful week. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And I will be here next week, 10 o'clock Pacific Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Washington, and also on 405 northbound up through the Kennedale Hill area. Some sluggish and slow going around Sunset Boulevard. It will break free just after Coal Creek Parkway, and it will be smooth sailing.